One, two, three. This is Dr. Alex Avila with Love University, and we're back. I'm an author, psychologist, and speaker. And every week we talk about how to love yourself, others, and higher nature. We talk about how to improve your love, relationships, your finances, your career, your health, and also your happiness. Now, today's topic is, I think, very apropos since we're entering the summer session now and everyone is looking to improve things and change things. And the topic is how to attract luck and good fortune into your life. When you hear the word luck, we think about something that increases your odds of success. For some people, it's kind of a mysterious thing, something that they can't really control. It's a force of nature, perhaps. But in reality, luck can actually be controlled. Psychologist Richard Wiseman actually has a school of luck in which he teaches people certain tactics to help them improve their luck and happiness. In fact, belief in luck can actually help you become more lucky. Studies have shown that some people that have a lucky charm and they believe in its luck ability improve their self-confidence, their ability to perform puzzles, and even play better golf. In fact, even wishing someone good luck can actually help improve their performance or their confidence. But in reality, lucky people are those that are able to succeed in life. They're the kind of people that win money in contests or investments, end up picking the right person in a relationship, have good health, and get into good situations. Oftentimes, those people are also optimistic. They're charismatic. You feel good around them. You feel positive, and they infect you with a positive mood. On the other hand, there are unlucky people, people that tend to get into accidents, choose the wrong partners, lose money in investments or business, and get into a lot of bad situations. And they're often pessimistic, negative, critical. So you might have a little bit of back pain and you're around these people, your back actually feels worse when you're around them. And the idea is that you often feel better when you make other people feel better. So people who are lucky in life often attract other people's positivity. So let's say you want to increase your luck in life. You want to improve your relationships, your career, your finances, your health, and even your personal happiness. One of the things that you can do is to maximize what are called chance opportunities. When you're out in the world, try to find situations where you might be able to have some luck. For example, you're in a line in movie theater, you might talk to the person next to you. Maybe that person can give you some good advice, contact, maybe they can become a friend or a future associate. We find that people who are lucky smile twice as much as those who are unlucky. They had a study where they put money on the ground and also had a prosperous business person wait in a cafe. People who are lucky ended up finding the money and also talking to the prosperous business person to see if they can make a contact. People who are unlucky stepped over the money because they were worried about other things and didn't talk to the prosperous business person. So the people who are lucky are always looking for opportunities and developing new friendships that are good. That friend can provide maybe tickets to a nice show you want to see, maybe help you when you're down financially or emotionally. You can also help them. So it can be a very positive outcome when you're open to meeting new people and having opportunities. Of course, you might say, what if I'm shy or introverted? I don't really want to go out that much and meet people. The advantage that you have is the internet. Today, people can meet online through social media, networking, social online groups. So it makes it a lot easier for you shy and introvert individuals to connect with people and even build your network. Of course, you still have to meet them in person at some point, so you do have to get out of the house. Now, that's another topic to extend your energy. The other thing about lucky people is that they often prepare for emergencies. They can have a little bit of realism or even so-called pessimism, maybe 20% of the time when they realize they need to buy insurance, you know, things can go wrong, whether it's health insurance, life insurance, house insurance, and they are prepared with a backup plan if things do go wrong. Most of the time, they expect things to go well. The other thing about people who are lucky in life is that they master their anxiety. They're able to stay in the moment. They're calm and relaxed. As a result, they see the big picture in a situation. Maybe they're currently losing money in their business they just started, but they have a very viable business and they have a good foundation. They can go beyond that and not have to quit. Whereas people who are unlucky may end up quitting too soon and the business could have been a great success. They did one study where they showed people who were unlucky in life and lucky in life a newspaper and they said, count the number of photos. Lucky people in a few seconds figured it out and they were able to say the amount. Unlucky people spend several minutes until they figured it out. It was a very simple little trick. On the second page of the newspaper, there is in a bold print, it says, stop counting, there are 43 photos. The lucky people were able to see it immediately because they were focused on what they were doing. Unlucky people were nervous and anxious. They wanted to complete the task, so they looked over that important piece of information. The other part of mastering anxiety is taking intelligent risks, going beyond your comfort zone, doing something you haven't done before that can be beneficial for you. One 13-year-old boy volunteered in his class to sit in any seat that was available on the plane. He happened to end up in first class for the first time. He'd never ridden in first class. And then he said, the biggest thing I liked is when I saw my fellow classmates having to go all the way to the back to the crowded coach, and I was in first class. So I decided at 13, I'm always going to fly first class. he became a very successful entrepreneur, very wealthy, successful businessman who said, I always travel first class. And that's where it began. Another thing that is important for lucky people to do is listen to their intuition. Now in the East, we know there's a concept called the hara, which is a point 2 inches below your navel, which is your gut instinct, your feeling of what is right. And 90% of people who are lucky in life trust their intuition for relationships and also for career. People who have bad luck in life trust their intuition less than 20%, so they often end up making mistakes. They choose the wrong partner or stay in bad relationships. They choose the wrong business investment, the wrong career choice, because they don't trust their inner feeling, their gut feeling, their hara. The other thing that's good about the lucky people is that they maintain openness and flexibility. They're not rigid in their behaviors. For example, let's say they have a deadline and they're working very hard and they're tired. They can take a little break sometimes. Maybe take a shower, a hot tub, relax, get a massage, listen to music, meditate, play with animals or children. And many times they can get a great idea. Intuition often strikes when you're in a relaxed frame of mind. Many great inventions have come across when a person has been in a shower or nature in a relaxing state. The other thing that people who are lucky do is that they master their self-defeating thoughts. Now, we had a great guest on our show, Lisa Firestone, the co-author of Voice Therapy, talking about the critical inner voices that we inherit often from our parents. They tell us, don't do this. You're not going to be good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not attractive enough. There was one girl who, with her class, was invited to go to India to do a performance in acting. And she wanted to go, but her mother says, no, it's going to be dangerous. You might get sick over there. And she never went, and then she never became an actress. Although her classmates had a great time, and several of them actually became actresses as a result. So the idea is to ask yourself, is this voice really mine? Or is it coming from another place, an entity such as your parents or other people in your life that told you you couldn't do things? Also ask yourself, which decision will I regret more, doing this or not doing it? Sometimes it's not doing it, not taking the chance that you will regret. And also realize that there'll be sometimes short-term embarrassment or pain. Maybe going to a social activity where you can meet very interesting people can be a little bit embarrassing, especially if you're shy. The long-term benefit, you can make great connections, you can improve your life in many different ways. Something else that's important to do in maintaining openness and flexibility for people who are lucky is to do something out of the ordinary. For example, this week, decide you want to switch seats on a train or bus, go to a new restaurant, go to work in a different way. Talk to someone you wouldn't normally talk to. When you do this, you get out of your rut, out of your everyday habitual patterns, and things can happen. You can open yourself up to new experiences, new ideas, new people. Another way to do this to maintain openness and flexibility is to write out-of-the-box statements. Most of us have certain checklists that we have, things that we believe we have to do to be happy or successful. For example, let's say you are dating in the world and you want to find a soulmate. You might have a checklist. I want someone that is such and such height, hair color, look, intelligent, successful financially, loves animals, children, good provider, and so on and so on. But what happens is that we can be bogged down by all these checklists. Instead, you can write down, I'm looking for a good-hearted person who will love me like I love them, and I will know that person when I see them. Or maybe you think, I have to do this task by 1 o'clock, another one by 2, by 3, by 4, and then maybe by 6, I'll be free. Instead, say to yourself, I will accomplish the most important thing I need to do today, and I will put all my energy on doing that because that will give me 90% of my results. Or maybe you say, I have enough friends. I don't want to have to meet more people. Say to yourself, I will be open to meeting any new person because I don't know where it could lead. Maybe it's just a Facebook friend. Maybe it's 5 years down the line, they can be an important person in my life, business, social, even romance. The other thing about lucky people, this is one of my favorites, is that they expect good fortune. They're optimistic. Now, I'm a very optimistic person. I know some of you are, maybe some of you are not. And in fact, if you're a pessimist, that actually can be an advantage in a certain way. Pessimists are often more realistic. They can see emergencies and dangers ahead. So it's a little good to have a little bit of that. But most of the time, people who are lucky have a large percentage of optimism. They look for meaningful coincidences everywhere. For example, let's say someone drops a wallet and they return it. That person might end up being a valuable contact, a friend, an associate. So they're always open to that opportunity that something good can come from something. 90% of people who are lucky believe they will have a great vacation before they go on it, and that they will also 84% believe they will achieve their dreams. People who are lucky have less than 60% believe that. Another characteristic of the lucky person is that they're willing to work hard to achieve what they want, whether it's relationships, finances, career, lifestyle. 82% of lucky people believe that they create their own luck through their own hard work. Now, on the other hand, unlucky people have an opposite view. They think, no matter how hard I work, I'm not going to have luck. People are going to treat me bad. I'm going to get into bad situations. So they are mired in their own negative thinking. Now, it is true that sometimes people's luck runs out. And lucky people realize this, that sometimes things will happen that are unexpected. health crisis, someone dies close to you, maybe you have a financial problem, even bankruptcy, you lose friends, you lose a relationship. But the advantage for the lucky person is that they're resilient. They can overcome bad situations or difficult situations by turning bad luck into good luck. They say to themselves, I may have lost this job, I may have been fired even, but I'm going to find a better job, a better career. That relationship I really cared about is gone. I've been hurt, maybe even betrayed, but I'm going to find a better relationship. Someone that's going to maximize myself and I will maximize them. So they're always looking for that silver lining. There was a person who was lucky in life. He had a great marriage and a relationship and children and finances, a career and health. But one day he broke his leg. And one of his associates who was kind of envious, he said, hey, you're a lucky guy, but you broke your leg. What's going on? And then the man says, well, you know something? Last time I was in the hospital, I met a beautiful nurse and she ended up being my wife and we just celebrated our anniversary. So when I go to the hospital, I don't know what can happen, but I know something good may come of this. So no matter what, the optimist or the lucky person is always expecting they can turn that negative into positive. And oftentimes they do. Oftentimes they have some luck that comes with it. Now, the other thing to think about as part of your increasing your luck is increasing the attraction of things that are good for you. We all heard about the law of attraction, where what you focus on, you attract mentally. But it's very important to know how to do this properly. One of the things that's very important to do is to be clear and specific of what you really want, your deepest goal in life, your deepest desire. Some people say, I just want to be rich, but that's not specific enough. You can say, I want to have $10 million compounded 10% annually, combination of stocks, bonds, and real estates by the year 2025. That's a little more, but also you need to find out why you want it. What is that deep down meaning of having more money in your life? Now you might say security or for my family, but maybe something even deeper. Maybe your parents divorced because they fought over money. They didn't have enough money and you don't want to be in that situation in your relationship. So let me bring in my producer, Reggie, here right now. Reggie, what is it that you really want in life? One thing right now that really drives you, it could be any part of your life, that if you really had it, you believe you would be happy.
I want to write a short story and publish it.
Okay, so you want to be a great writer, establish yourself. And why is that? Is there anything from your childhood that you think you could overcome by being a great writer?
Perhaps just like since I've had difficulty socializing with people most of my life, that maybe I feel like that writing is a more apt form of communication for expressing myself.
So you feel you can connect better with people through words?
Perhaps, yeah.
And that's the way that you can actually develop, foster a relationship. So that's important because many times people don't know why they want something. You have to go to the deepest why, because once you know that, it's going to increase your motivation. It's going to make you stronger in what you desire. The other thing that is important for people to do when they want to attract the good in their life is to eliminate what stands in your way, what you don't want. Now, part of you may want that. For example, the exciting but incompatible or abusive relationship, the addiction, the bad habit. It feels comfortable because you've had it a long time. And as I mentioned, we had Lisa Firestone with voice therapy, the famous psychologist, talk about those critical inner voices that we have. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. And those voices become comfortable in your heads. So it's almost as if you're lonely without them. But the idea is that you can separate yourself from those voices. You can't even write them down and say, these are not me. You can talk back to them. I am smart. I am worthy of love and happiness and success. So start to eliminate those self-defeating voices by separating yourself from them. And even self-defeating people. You might be around people that are negative and critical, gossipers, people that are pessimistic. So start to separate yourself from those individuals. Maybe you have to be with them because of work or some kind of legal relationship, but separate yourself spiritually, mentally from them so you can start to grow. Now, once you know what you really want deep down and why you want it desire-wise, and you start to eliminate the things that stand in your way, the third thing is to visualize through your senses what that is. Not just the actual end result, but the process as well. Maybe you want to start a nonprofit to help animals. So you can visualize yourself raising money for the animals, being with animals, maybe being publicity on shows, TV, radio, or print in terms of getting your message across. And you can see yourself being very successful in this nonprofit and helping many animals and also helping many people and feeling and experiencing it to the fullest. Now, Reggie, let's go back to your idea. Now, you want to be a writer. You mentioned you want to write short stories, I assume maybe novels and other things. Now, I want you to close your eyes for a second, take a deep breath, and I want you to really see yourself 5 years from today accomplishing this dream of yours where you're publishing great works of writing and people are responding to it and maybe you're interviewed on certain shows and maybe it's even about your story, you know, coming from where you were. I know you mentioned you're autistic, how you overcame that and helped inspire other people. And tell us a little bit about that. How do you feel right now? What do you look like at this moment?
I look very very happy. I feel very confident, and I look good, you know.
Okay, so you're a little bit buffed, shall we say, right? Maybe you dress nice.
Carry myself buff.
Oh, carry yourself buff. Okay, so mentally you're buff. You're a mentally buff guy. Okay. At the same time, who's around you, Reggie? What are the kind of people you see around you in the future?
Other writers, accomplished writers. They're my colleagues now. Interviewers, journalists, people whose lives have been touched by my work.
I like that, Reggie. I like that. I'm getting a little tear in my eye right now. I like that. So you're feeling, I imagine, happy and content, and also, I guess, proud, mm-hmm. because pride is a very important thing in a positive way. Mm-hmm. Your family will be proud of you as well. So these are the kind of things that really make a difference when you can detail with sensory aspects. You can smell it. You can hear it. You can taste this kind of future success that you have. It makes a huge difference in terms of accomplishing this goal or dream. And the other thing we always talk about in Love University, and this is a very powerful tool that can help you in many ways, is to give loving energy without expectation. Believe that there's an overabundance in life, that there's not competition, there's collaboration, there's creativity. So whether you smile at someone, you help someone with their groceries, help them across the street, maybe give money to a charity, help a friend, listen to someone that needs help. These are all things you do that is love without expectation, that can bring back great abundance back to you. Of course, some people may say, well, you know, I give lots of people, I give to charity, and no one ever does anything for me. And that could be a possibility, but you need to ask yourself, do you really give loving energy without expectation? Or are you thinking, what am I going to get back? And sometimes we do this unconsciously. We're nice to people for a reward. Also, did you follow up on whatever connection you made? Maybe you made a friend or could have made a friend by the charity work you did, but you didn't call that person or make a connection. You didn't follow through. So people who are lucky in life and optimistic often are able to cement relationships and connections after they initially do something. And finally, be grateful that you have it. Now, this is another very powerful tool that we talk about, is gratitude is a belief that you already have something in your life. You have that great relationship. You have that great best-selling novel, the house and the beach, if you want that, a family, children, success in life, and also maybe traveling, you know, doing the things you want to do, becoming more intelligent, more loving. Now, you might say, well, this sounds great, and I've even tried this attraction thing. You know, I've visualized it, I've meditated, I've prayed for it. I even have this vision board, but nothing's come true in terms of what I wanted. I don't still have that great relationship, the soulmate. I still don't have the finances, the career, you know, the experiences I want. You need to ask yourself, am I really doing the right things to attract what I really want? First of all, are you giving it enough time? Because any seed that's planted needs to have water and sun for it to grow into a beautiful flower. Are you patient enough in terms of, if you want to meet the right person, do you go to social events? If you want to start a business, are you researching businesses? Are you talking to mentors and getting to know the business world? Or if you want to travel, do you research places you want to go and do you save money to do so? Also, do you maintain a one-point focus? Or are you conflicted? Maybe you do want to start that business, but you don't want to leave your stable job, and then maybe you do want to leave it. So you go back and forth. Or maybe you're in a relationship that is unsatisfying or even abusive, and you want to leave it, but then you're kind of comfortable with it. So you got to decide 100%, this is what I want. So Reggie wants to be a great novelist, a great author, so maybe he needs to take other things away from his life that help him focus on that. Also, are you specific about your request? So again, you say, I want to make a lot of money, but why? How much money do you want? What do you want to do with that? Do you want to help other people, enrich lives as well? Are you willing to do the work that it takes to attract? Because it does take work, effort. Are you willing to get the education, the resources, the connections, put yourself out there in the world, take risk, even fail to achieve that dream? Because think of yourself as a co-creator with a higher source, whether you believe in God or a spiritual force or destiny. You don't just sit there and wait for things to happen. You actually co-create. You go out and do what you need to do on a daily basis. And finally, are you asking for the right thing? Maybe it is the wrong relationship for you, the wrong career, the wrong lifestyle choice. And are you open to something that's even better from a different form? Again, if you believe in a higher nature, God, spirituality, or some force, do you trust that force will guide you into a better way, a better form? Maybe the person that's ideal for you isn't that type you think. Maybe you like a certain type look-wise, but it's a whole different type, maybe a different culture, different educational or age status. But that could be your soulmate. Or maybe that career you thought was great for you really isn't your true passion. It's not really what you really want. So being open to that can attract what you really want. The advantages of attracting luck and good fortune are many. But the most important thing is that you're in control of your own happiness. You're no longer at the whim of other people or all your own critical inner voices from the past and other people. You are in charge of your own happiness. And when you do that, you can also help other people. You can bring joy, happiness, and love to others because you're a person who's elevating yourself to a higher point of view. You're increasing your attraction to life, increasing your attraction to love. And you're able to give more and more and more. So if you have any questions for today's show, if you want to be on the show, or if you want to send any comments, we'd love to hear from you. We're growing our community. We've been doing some live events. We've had a great guest, and we definitely want you to be a part of Love University. This is where you can attract many wonderful things. And our goal is to help eradicate loneliness, because loneliness is disconnection from self, others, and a higher nature. And when you attract the good things in your life and eliminate the bad, you will start to attract more of that love and energy that you need. So to reach us, you can reach us at lovetype4u@aol.com. That's LOVETYPE, the number 4, letter U at AOL. Visit us at loveuniversity.love. Like us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Call us at 310-226-8090. So my challenge to you this week is to go out and get lucky in life. Open yourself to experiences. Be optimistic. Meet new people. Look for new opportunities. Listen to your intuition. Be flexible and open. And when things go wrong, realize I can make it right. I can find the good in every bad. The negative can be turned to positive. Until next time, this is Dr. Alex Avila. Put away your notepads, your books, your iPads, your pens. Love University.